This week, the Oxford English Dictionary named its word of the year, omnishambles. It was coined by the BBC series In the Thick of It, which satirizes British bureaucracy. And here, the foul-mouthed communications consultant Malcolm Tucker, played by Peter Capaldi, uses the word while berating a colleague.
You're a omnishambles, that's what you are. You're like that coffee machine, you know, from bean to cup, you cup.
Joining us is linguist, lexicographer, and language columnist Ben Zimmer. And Ben, the definition of omnishambles is something that from start to finish just does not go well. Do you like that word?
I like it a lot. It's a great word, which Americans might not be very familiar with, but I think actually Americans might have been introduced to the idea of omnishambles when Mitt Romney made his trip to the UK, and it was filled with gaffes and unfortunate situations, and his trip was dubbed Romney Shambles, combining Romney and Omni Shambles.
Now, Ben, you've been working on your own short list of words that seem to have permeated our lexicon this year, and one of them is familiar to many of us in the news business since we seem to say it dozens of times a day lately, and that is fiscal cliff.
Yes, we've been hearing an awful lot about the fiscal cliff lately, so that's coming on strong at the end of the year as a good Word of the Year candidate. We're in the Word of the Year season now. Oxford University Press introduced its Word of the Year selections. Heading down the road, we'll also have the American Dialect Society Word of the Year selection, which will happen when the American Dialect Society meets in Boston in the first week of January. I'm chair of the New Words Committee for the Society, so I've been keeping track of a lot of these, and I think that fiscal cliff could be a strong candidate just because it's been so prominent and should continue to be until the budget crisis is finally resolved.
Another word on your list, or maybe we should say a phrase, is something that is probably familiar to people who spend a lot of time on YouTube, and that's Gangnam Style.
That's right. The Gangnam Style video from South Korea, that name referring to the Gangnam District in Seoul, Korea, has now taken off as well, or people, of course, making parodies and so forth. Everybody knows about Gangnam Style now.
Another word on your list, I believe, was coined by a meteorologist, and this was used a lot during Hurricane Sandy. It's Frankenstorm.
As the storm was approaching, people were trying to decide what to call it, since it seemed like it was going to combine a few different weather systems. It was a hurricane, it was a nor'easter, it was a snowstorm involved, too. And so Frankenstorm was a term that was used by the National Weather Service to describe it. They kind of backed off from that description, I think, and also some news organizations like CNN thought it was inappropriate to use kind of a lighthearted term to describe a storm that was quite serious, as it turned out. Superstorm is generally what people ended up referring to it once it made landfall.
Now, there's another word you've said you like, which clearly makes a gender distinction. How would you define mansplaining?
Mansplaining is a very interesting term to describe the tendency that men have of explaining things to women, regardless of whether that really requires any explanation. It's an interesting neologism in the gender wars, I think.
Ben, are there some words you think should be banned this year for just maniacal overusage?
Well, one thing that I wrote about earlier in the year, I have to admit I'm a little tired of at this point, and that's YOLO, the acronym for You Only Live Once, which got a big burst of popularity at the beginning of the year thanks to a song by Drake called The Motto that used it. And so that YOLO all of a sudden was everywhere, especially among young people.
Even Katie Couric made it a segment on her new show.
Right, although that probably signaled the death knell of YOLO once Katie Couric picked up on it. But it was often used to excuse bad behavior of various kinds. And YOLO became kind of a joke in itself, where people would come up with satirical riffs on YOLO, saying that YOLO actually stands for You Obviously Lack Originality. So people were playing with it a lot, but that may have run its course. I don't know how strong it will be for a Word of the Year candidate.
That's language columnist Ben Zimmer. Ben, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Now she want a photo. You already know, though. You only live once. That's the motto. Get YOLO, and we bought it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play every day, every day.